Welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of September, we will be exploring the topic, Sharing His Mercy. September 28, His Empathy. Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet. But she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. Luke 7, verse 44. Yesterday, I witnessed a profound scene. I stopped for gasoline and saw a homeless man sitting close to the entrance of the gas station store. He wasn't asking for money, though he was obviously destitute. Suddenly, a man got out of his car and approached him. He handed the man some bills, but more importantly, took time to connect with him by talking to him for a while. His compassion and gentleness had an impact on me. We are often called to share Jesus' victorious grace through simple acts of kindness, such as approaching people with empathy, not criticism, sharing their feelings, and demonstrating pure love and compassion. In an imperfect world, we will always find reasons to fear and criticize. Yet God asks us to find ways to share His unconditional love with gentleness and no strings attached. A Pharisee invited Jesus to dine with him. Whether his motives were to honor or entrap him, Jesus accepted the invitation. Then a woman, who was known to be a sinner, entered the house. And standing behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears and kept wiping them with the hair of her head and kissing his feet and anointing them with perfume. Luke 7, verse 38. When the religious man saw this, instead of displaying compassion or empathy, he had harsh, critical thoughts about both Jesus and her. In response, Jesus asked the Pharisee, "Do you see this woman?" Luke 7, verse 44. "Do you really see her?" He went on to tenderly explain her actions and made a public statement that her sins had been forgiven and that she could go in peace. Is there someone in your life, work, school, or neighborhood that you need to see and share God's mercy with? We share His kindness with others, not because we are perfect, but because we ourselves are in great need of God's grace, and He loves us regardless of our weaknesses. So, as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Colossians 3, verse 12. May we share His grace freely.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins.